Okay, good morning. Today's daf is Avachim, daf Kuf Hey. We left off Kuf Dalid, Amud Beis, four lines before the lines get wide towards the bottom of the Amud. Today we are going to continue talking about the Parim HaNisrafim, Usirim HaNisrafim, and you'll recall that yesterday in the Mishnah, we had said that the avoda, or the mitzvah of the Parim HaNisrafim, Usirim HaNisrafim, was that they would be taken outside the Shalos Machanos, outside Yerushalayim, they'd be burned, and that at the point that the people carrying the karban left the Azara, they became Tamei. So yesterday we were talking about what happens if the Basar has Lina overnight in the Azara. Does that passel the Basar? Or is lina something that only passels meat that's fit for achila, either achilas adam or achilas mizbeach? Masha'im came parim hanisrafim, mesirim hanisrafim, which are not burned on the mizbeach, nor are they eaten. Rather, the meat is burned on the Beis HaGeshen. And today we're going to talk about what happens if there's a premature yitziah, because after all, the avoda, the mitzvah of the parim hanisrafim and the mesirim hanisrafim is that they're brought outside. They're brought outside Yerushalayim. What happens if there's a premature yitziah? And the Gemara is really going to get into the details of when exactly the people become Tameh, how exactly the people become Tameh, various different types of Tumah, Nevela Sofars, Metameh Bebeis Abliya, and the Shir. So that's everybody's favorite topic, Tumah and Tara, in the middle of Kachim. So it's going to be awesome today. So says the Gemara, but we'll make it through, God willing. So says the Gemara. Again, we are four lines up from before where the lines get wide on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. So boy, Rabbi Lazar, Yitziah Ma'o Shatol B'Parim HaNisrafim Usirim HaNisrafim. So what about Yitziah? If the animal is brought out, if the korban is brought out prematurely, then is the Yitziah a psul or not? So says the Gemara, Ma'ikami Boile. So the Gemara says, what's the question? In other words, what's the suffix? What's the shaila that Yitziah would passel? This is a karban where the whole mitzvah is to take it out. So if you take it out, what's the havamina that taking it out passels it? You're supposed to actually take it out of the Azara. You're supposed to take it, in fact, outside of Yerushalayim. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yirmiyah Baraba, Aliba Deman Diyamar, Adayin Lo Egiyaz Manu Lotzeis. Ah, so according to the Man Diyamar, who says that Adayin lo egiyaz manu lotzeis, that even though something eventually is going to have to be taken out of the Azara, it's only supposed to be taken out of the Azara at its proper time, but it's not supposed to be taken out of the Azara prematurely. So mi amrinan hanimili basar dein sofan lotzeis chova. That's only, for example, what's an example of something that adayin lo egiyaz manu lotzeis? So let's say basar kachem kalim. So kachem kalim can be eaten all outside of Yerushalayim. So the question is, if I take the meat of a karban that's kachem kalim out of the Azara before the allotted zman achila, so is that a psul or not? So you're going to tell me that by basar, even though eventually it's going to go outside of the Azara, if I take it outside prematurely, it's going to be a problem of yitziah. That's because by the basar kachem kalim, there's no mitzvah that tells me that I have to eat it outside the Azara. There's a heter to eat it outside of the Azara, but anywhere in Yerushalayim. However, so there's a question. Do we say the idea of adayin lo egiyaz manu lotzeis, and therefore yitziah is a psul, that's only by basar, where the fact that it might go out of the Azara is not a chov, aval hani desofan lotzeis chov lo. However, by the Parim HaNisrafim and the Sirim HaNisrafim, where it's not only a reshus that it could be taken out of the Azara, it's a chiyuv to take it out of the Azara and to burn it outside of Yerushalayim. So maybe we wouldn't say that there's a psul yitziah. Odilma hachanami lo agiyaz manu lotzeis. Or maybe, says the Gemara, no. The protocol for this karban is that, yeah, it's taken out of Yerushalayim, and yeah, there's a chiyuv to take it out of Yerushalayim, but the only time there's a chiyuv to take it out of Yerushalayim is when it's ready to be burnt. Before the time that it's ready to be burnt, there is no chiyuv to take it out of the Azara, even for that matter, and therefore, calls man that it's not the time for it to be burned, maybe there would be a psul, maybe there would be a psul of Yotzei. So says the Gemara, Tashma. So let's bring a raya. Tatani Levi she'ira bo psul b'yitziyaso. So we quoted this brisa yesterday already. The brisa of Levi, who said that there's a psul of yitzia. So my lav psul yitzia. So don't we have this beferish that one of the types of psul that can befall the Purim and Asrafim, Nasir and Asrafim is a psul yitzia? And doesn't that show us that if you took it out prematurely, then there is a psul yotze, even though eventually it's a chiv to be taken out of the azara? So we see a beferish. Says the Gemara, lo, psul tumah, psul lina. No, what we mean over here is a psul tumah and a psul, lina. And says the Gemara, dekoy hacha madchale, koy hacha madchale. In other words, you'll recall what Rashi's saying is, you'll recall we cited this brisa yesterday when we were debating whether there's a psul lina. Remember what we opened up the shiur with was that we thought that maybe there's only a psul lina by basar that's eventually going to be eaten either by a person or by the mizbeach, but this basar is not going to be eaten by a person or by the mizbeach, just going to be burnt on the beis hadesh, and maybe there is no psul lina. We cited this brisa of Levi that says that there's a psul yitzia, psul tuma, psul lina. Don't we see that there's a psul lina? No, he means a psul yitzia and a psul tuma. Now we're saying, We're asking, is there a psul yitzia? So we cite the brisa of Levi. There's a psul yitzia, there's a psul tuma, there's a psul lina. We say, nah, forget about the psul yitzia. It only means that there's a psul of lina and that there is a psul of tuma. So okay. So says the Gemara. So we have no raya from there. So boy, Rabbi Lazar. So frekta Rabbi Lazar. Parim and asrafim, misirim and asrafim, sheyatsu rubo b'miut aver. So mahu. So here's the question. So the question is that what happens if rove of the animal? Again, we said that the animal becomes tamei, or according to one of the mandiyamrim, that the animal becomes tamei when it leaves the azara. So what happens if rove of the animal leaves the azara? But an animal is comprised of various limbs, obviously, right? This is the torso, and then there's various limbs. So rove of the animal leaves the azara. But what puts it over the top, what puts it over 50%, is that you have the miut of one of the limbs of the animal when combined with the other part of the animal that's already outside. That's what puts it over the top of 50%. So what's the question? So says that, and Rashi says that sheyatsa rubo, umiut echad min evarim mashlim leruba, a miut of one of the evarim is mashlim to the shear of the rove, shall behema litziyaso, mahu, so according to Rashi, what's the shaila? Mi havi yitzia letameyasem is askim bo tsa'asan ruban o lo havi yitzia. So do we say that it's as if the animal left the azara so that those who are being misasek with the animal become tamei at that point? Or is it not considered to be a yitzia? And Rashi explains the suffix. Mi amrinon shadim miyuta de aver basar rova aver vavale kamandalo nafak. In other words, when we're looking at the aver, because remember, we're relying on a minority of one of the limbs to put the aggregate percentage of the animal over 50%. So when we look at the aver, do we say, oh, it's only a miyut of the aver that's outside, and therefore that miyut should follow the rove, which is still inside, and therefore we don't have a situation, vein kan rova beima lechutz, ulin and tumas begadim michutz lamachane boy. And we're asking all about tumas begadim michutz lamachane. And the flip side of the suffix is, oh, or do we not rely, do we not pay attention to the fact that rove of the aver is still inside because rove of the animal is outside, and therefore the miyut of the aver is going to follow rove of the animal? But Rashi clearly explains that the question is l'inyan tuma. So we had said that the misaskim, the people who are misasik, according to one of the mandiyamrim, they become tamei when the animal leaves the azara. So let's say 51% of the animal left the azara, but you get to the 51% by counting the miyut of one of the avarim. Tosfos doesn't like this pshat. Tosfos on the bottom of Kuvdal and Amabez said, Perish bekontristim yiboyle linyan tumah misasek behem, that we're talking about the Shaila and the Gemara, is whether the people that are misasek with the Parim and Asrafim and Asirim and Asrafim become tumah at that point. Bekasha, but it's a kasha, the besof ketzat solim, because in the end of Mesachas Pesachim, amrina namotzi basar pesach mechabur lechabura, eina chayev ad sheyaniach, you're not chayev until there's a hanacha. Why? Because hotzok siv bei kashabas. Because the language that's used is hotzah. And we know lagabe hilcha shabbos, hotzah entails an akira, and a hanacha. Uparach memasisin dahacha da yisovlin hosu b'motos. And we ask over here, does atzah always mean a hanacha? How about over here by the Purim and Asrafim and Usirim and Asrafim where there's the yitzia from the Azara, and we had said that they're carrying it on poles. Diktani rishonim etamim begadim achronim emetamim begadim ad sheyetzei, ad sheyatzu, v'af al gav delo nach, even though there was no hanacha, u'mashani benigrarim, and we answer that, we're talking about where they're dragging it on the ground, and therefore, in effect, every step, there's an akira, and the anacha. So says Tosfos, Vim Kane, Rubo b'miyat Ever, Tahacha, lo mechayev linyan Shabbos. If you had a case where it's Rubo b'miyat Ever, you wouldn't be chayev linyan Shabbos, kivan da agudo b'fnim, lo yitame begadim, because most of the Ever is inside. And so says Tosfos, if we're following the actual halachos of the Yitzia, then we can't be asking legabe toma because there is no Yitzia halachically, and therefore the people shouldn't become tame. So what we're really asking is whether it has to be burned inside. What's Tosfos saying? So you recall yesterday that if the Parim and Asrafim becomes possible while it's still in the Azara, so it's burned in the Beis Hadesh and in the Azara. It's not taken out of Yerushalayim. The only time it's taken out of Yerushalayim is when it's perfectly kosher. So the question is this a premature Yitziah? Is it considered that it's a premature Yitziah so that it became possible? And if it became possible, then it would be burned in the Azara as opposed to outside of Yerushalayim. But however you explain the suffix, whether it's Le'inyan, where it's burned, or Le'inyan, do they become Tamei? The question is, what happens if most of the animal is out, but the way you get to the majority is by counting the minority of one of the Evarim? So it says the Gemara Mahu. Again, three lines up from the bottom. Do we say that the miyut of the Aver follows the rove of the Aver, which is still inside, volo nafkale, and therefore it's not outside, it's still inside? Or do we follow the rove of the behema? So says the Gemara, Pshita d'lo shavkina ruba de behema v'asal basa ruba de varim. It doesn't make sense. If we're going to follow the rove of something, let's follow the rove of the larger thing. Let's follow the rove of the behema and not follow the rove of the Aver, and therefore we're going to consider it as if it's all outside. Says the Gemara, rather the suffix is, it's where exactly 50% of the animal is outside, and that 50% includes rove of one of the Evarim. So, Sahaimi boys, so the Aver Basar Rove Aver Shadina Le. Do we say that Lagabe that Aver, the miyot which is still inside, follows the rove which is still outside, and therefore puts it over 51%, Van Nafakle? Adilma Basar Behema Shadinan, or do we always just follow the percentage of the behema that's outside, and we don't say, the miyot of the Aver follows the rove, and we're going to add it to increase the majority? No, you look at the animal, 50% is here, 50% is there. You need 51% to be outside. Therefore, it's not considered to be. It's not considered to be outside. Okay, so teku. So we leave this as a shaila. So Rabba Baravuna Masnila Begavri Masnila Begavri Bimisaskimbo. Rabba Baravuna says that the suffake is not legabe the animal. Whether 51% of the animal is outside, we're talking about where you have a bunch of men carrying the animal, and rove of the people are outside, and some of the people are inside. So, Chamisha b'nei Adam, the Mizaskim, but Chamisha b'nei Adam, where five people are carrying the animal, v'nafgu t'lasa, three of them leave, u'pashulu trei, and two of them are still in the Azara. So, my, basarova mizaskim azlinan, and basar behem azlinan, teku. So, the question is, do they become Tameh when rove of the mizaskim leave? So, when three of the guys leave the Azara, everybody becomes Tameh, or at least they become Tameh? Or do we follow the behema? We have to look where the behema is, and we leave that also as a teku. Tosfa says this is crazy. Satema ima behema bifnim pshita de gavre tahorim kedemucha kula shmeitzen. We've been saying the whole time that everything is talui when the behema leaves the azara. So what do I care that if five people are carrying the animal, if three of them left, I have a rove, that they should become tamei? The behema is still inside, and that's what everything is talui on where the behema is. So that makes no sense. Says Tosfos v'yish lomar dachi kamar basar behema dafkaz linan basar ruba avol gavri lo. So the question is, now, of course we need the behema to be outside, but the question is, when we talk about, because we spoke in the Mishnah also about when the men are inside, then they're still tar. When the men are outside, then they're tame. So the question is it only by behema that we have a concept of rove? Because what we've just been saying in the last two sfeikas that we covered in the Gemara is that the behema could become tame before it leaves the azara in its entirety. Okay? But the question is, when we talk about the men, do all of them have to be in the same place, or do we also follow rove by the misaskim as well? All right, says the Gemara now. We're about seven lines down. So, boy, Rav Elazar. Parim and Asirim and Asrafim sheyatsu v'chazru mahu. So let's say the Parim and Asrafim, they leave the Azara, so they became Tameh, but then Chazru, then they were brought back into the Azara. So Ami Amrinan Kiva Danafkilu Itmiluhu. Do we say, well, they left, and therefore they're Tameh? It doesn't matter that you brought it back in. Odilma Kiva Dahadar Hadar. Or do we say that since they went back in, now all of a sudden they are going to be tar? And Rashi explains also that Ksal Kodaitach Linian Tumas Begodim Shel Elu Shatiyan Kami Bailey. Again, Rashi explains that this is again Lashitaso that we're asking the question Linian Tumas Begodim. Are the people who are carrying the carbon Tamei because they left, or are they tar because in the end the animal was brought back into the Azara? So says the Gemara, Amar Avaba Bar Mamal Tashma, Hayusovlin Oso Bemotos, if they were carrying it on a pole, Harishonim Yatsu Chutz L'chamas HaZara, Vachronim Lo Yatsu, and you have some of the people left, and some of the people are still inside, Harishonim Sheyatsu Chutz L'chamas HaZara, Metame Begadim. Those who are outside are outside. Vachronim Eina Metame Begadim Ad Sheyatsu. And the ones who are still inside are not Tame until they actually leave. These Salkadaitach Kivan the Nafkulu Itmo, and if you want to say that that once they leave the Azara, then they become Tameh, Sahanach Ikagavoi Litmo. So those which are so then it should be those who are still inside the Azara should become Tameh. Why? Rashi explains. Da yitzia linian tumas begadim aparim ksiva yotzi el michutz lamachane v'sarfu umine yalfina l'kamam bepirkin lomar l'cha kivan sheyotza apar chutz lamachane achas metami begadim afa pidzalo nafagavre nitmu. Even though the men are still inside, I thought everything's totally on the para. The para is already outside, therefore they shall become tamei. Elalami shum di amar di hadar hadar v'kolshkein elu shemechuzarim v'yomnim sharei la yatsu. Asa must be the reason that these guys are tar is because they still remain in the Azara, even though the animal already left the Azara. So it should be the same that these guys, we're following the animal, right? And even though the animal's outside, these guys are still tar, so it should be the same thing, that if you leave and then go back in, you should also still be tar. So the Gemara says, that doesn't make any sense. So Amar Ravina, v'tizbara, habinan v'achar yavo elamachane, Veleka, but you need the situation of Achar Yavo Alamachna Veleka, and Rashi explains Alma Krab Bidenufal Lebroi Kai De Kol Kama Dlo Nufik Lo Krina Beva Achar Yavo Alamachna Vekivan Lo Krina Beva Achar Yavo Lo Krina Be Yechavis Begadim. The whole time that we talk about the Tumas Begadim is when you leave the Azara. So what, you're going to bring me a raya that if I leave and come back, I have to be tar because the guys who are still inside are tar? The guys who are still inside are tar is because a prerequisite to becoming tame is that you physically have to have left the Azara. And this guy hasn't physically left the Azara. That's why he's tar. You can't bring me a raya what happens if you leave and come back from the guy who never left. He never left. So says the Gemara, Ella Rabbi Lazar, Hechiboy Lai. So this is what Rabbi Lazar is asking. Kigon de Nakti Le Bivakulsi. That they're holding the animal with these long, crooked sticks. And Rashi explains over here, Sha'ochsim Makalos, the Omdim Mibachutz, Lotziyam La'achar Shechazru. Now, let's say they took the animal out. Now the animal went in, and then they were yanking the animal back out like with a cane. So the cane has a little curve at the end, so they're taking the cane, and they're yanking the animal back out. That's what Rashi says. Sha'ochsam b'makolos v'omdim b'chutz lotziyam la'achar shechazru v'komi boile mi'amin ha'kiman sheyatsu chutz la'azara kol oskam bem mikan ve'ela chutz la'azara metamim begadim, odilma, kiven the hader, hader, v'yadinafki lo metamu. So again, they're holding the, they're outside. In other words, they left once, then it went inside, and now they're taking the behemah out again with these long sticks, and the men are all standing outside of the azara, and therefore the question is, are they tame because they already left the first time, or are they tar because the animal went back in, and everything is totally on the animal, and they're not going to be tame until they yank the animal back out with like the cane, with the crooked stick. So says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan. So the Gemara says like this: Parim upara v'sira mishtaleach. That both by the Parim and Asrafim, the Seer and Asrafim, and by the Parsha Yom Kippurim and the Seer Hamishtaleach, also of Yom Kippur, Hamishtaleach, the one who sends it out, Va'asarfan, the one who burns them, Va'motzian, the one who takes it out, Metamim Begadim, they are all Metamim Begadim. There's an Indian of Tumah Begadim for anybody who is involved in the Avoda here. Ve'ein Atzman Ein Metamim Begadim. And they themselves are not mitame begadim. In other words, the basar of the behema is not mitame itself, because this type of tuma is only a tuma that contaminates those that are misasek with the behema, but is not a tuma that contaminates the animal, the meat of the animal itself. Ve'ein asman ein mitame begadim, aval mitamen ochlin umashkin. Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Meir says that the basar of the animal itself doesn't have the ability to make people or clothing tamei, but it can make ochlin umashkin tamei. That's what our mayor says. V'chachamim omrim, and the chachamim say like this: para uparim mitamim ochlin umashkin. The para and the parim are mitame ochlin umashkin, but the sira mishaleach is ain't a mitame. But the sira mishaleach is not going to be mitame ochlin umashkin. Why? Shehu chai v'chai ain't a mitame ochlin umashkin. What's the difference between the parim and asrafim, the sira and asrafim, and the parshal yom kippurim? Those are karbonos, which when they're taken out of the azara are already dead. So if you have a dead animal that has a certain level of tuma, that animal is able to impart tuma to ochlin umashkin. The sirah mishaleach, we know, of course, is taken out of the azara when it's alive. A live animal, the only live being, besides a sheretz and a human, who can impart tuma, the only live being that can impart tuma is either a sheretz or a human. An animal can't impart tumah when it's alive. And therefore, we say that the mishaleach, sirah mishaleach, is einam atame shulchai, v'achai einam atame ochlin amashkin. Because only a person can be matame ochlin amashkin when he's alive. So says the Gemara, all right, so Bishlam el Rav Meir, I understand Rav Meir who said that all of these things are matame ochlin amashkin, Kitatana de Bay Rabbi Shmuel. They old like the Bay Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana de Bay Rabbi Shmuel, because it says, Rabbi Shmuel says, Al Kol Zera Zarua. It says, Al Kol Zera Zarua. In other words, that a Sheretz falls on the Zera Zarua before it's Mukhshar Lakabel Tuma, then the halacha is, it's not Mekabel Tuma, because we know that in order for Zeruah to become Tameh, they have to be made wet. And when they're wet, then they're considered to be hokshar l'kabel tumah. Until they're made wet, until they're prepared to receive the tumah, even if a sheretz touches them, they're not tameh. So it says, so we say like this, I'll call zera zeruah. Ma zroim shein sofan li tameh tumah chamura. Just like zroim, which are never destined to be metameh with a tumah chamura, because they're inherently not tameh, v'tzrichim hechsher, and therefore they require hechsher, Af kol she'ein sof on the tamei tumah chamura tzrichin hechsher. Anything that will ultimately not impart a stringent tumah also requires a hechsher. What does this come to exclude? Yatsas nevelas oftar. This comes to exclude nevelas oftar she sof on the tamei tumah chamura, that it ultimately will be metamei a tumah chamura. Meaning, if you eat a nevelas oftar, it's metamei begadim abes habliya. Meaning, when you put it in your throat when you're eating it, it's metame all of the clothing that you're wearing. So that's considered to be a tumah chamura, and therefore ve'ein tzricha hechsher. And therefore, it doesn't require hechsher. So what in the world are we talking about? How does this prove anything? So you'll recall, Rav Meir had said that the Parim HaNisrafim and the Parsha Yom HaKippurim and the Sira Mishtaleach, all are Metame Ochlin Umashkin. Why? And the reason is because the Sir La Zazel is ultimately Metame Tomachamura, because the Sir La Zazel is Metame the person who's involved in the Avoda. And therefore, even though generally, yes, we have a rule that a live animal is not Metame Ochlin Umashkin, this animal, because ultimately it's going to be Metame Tomachamura and be Metame the person who's doing the Avoda, is going to be Metame Ochlin Umashkin. This is going to break the rule. Ela L'Rabbanan. But according to the Rabbanan, again, the Rabbanan had the weird shita that the Parim and Asrafim and the Par are Metame Ochlin Umashkin. However, the Sira Mishaleach is not Metame Ochlin Umashkin. So why the split psak? Ella says the Gemara, but according to the Ella Rabbanan, I Islu the Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel Afilu Sira Mishaleach. If they hold like the Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, then they should agree that even the Sira Mishaleach is Metame Ochlin Umashkin. Ilesle, and if they don't hold from the Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel Afilu Para Parim, then even the Para. And the para is para aduma. So even the para and the parim should be metame. So in other words, if the criteria is that they're ultimately going to be metame atuma chamura, then all of these animals, all of these karbanos, are metame those who are involved in the ritual service. And therefore, all of the animals should be metame ochlin amashkin. And if he's not going to hold from the Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, then none of the animals should be metame ochlin umashkin. So says the Gemara. So says the Gemara. Why do we make the split sock? Yasa Ravdimi Amar Amri b'marava tsrichen hechsher tuma mimakam acher, that they require hechsher tuma mimakam acher. So what does this mean? So Rashi explains about halfway down in the wide lines. So hold the Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel Hachi Kamar. Kol she'ein sofen l'tamei tumachamura, anything which is not ultimately going to be metamei tumachamura, sarech hechsher tuma mimakam acher, requires a hechsher tuma she'iga b'sheretz or b'nevela, v'lo yishitamu be'elav. It doesn't become tamei automatically. You need a hechsher that has to become wet in order to be makabal tuma. Aval misha sofa latame tumachamura, however, something that is destined to ultimately become tame with a tumachamura, ain't srichen liga betuma, umetame tumas ochlin me'elov, it has the ability to be metame tumas ochlin me'elov kigon para uparim, that like the para aduma or the para menas rafim. Avachazi latuma mias be'alma be'inan v'lo balechayim v'lo ashkam b'meimas balechayim etamin. So in other words, what the Rabbanan are going to tell me like this: the only distinction between whether something is ultimately metame tuma chamura or not is it going to be metame ochlin umashkin now? But the baseline is it's got to be something that has the ability to make something else tame. I can increase the level, the ability to make something Tameh, but only if it itself is fit to become Tameh. So what's the difference? You're going to ask me, what's the difference according to the Rabbanan between the Para, the Parim, and the Sira Mishtaleach? So we buried the lead already because the Gemara had already discussed it. The difference is that the Para and the Parim are dead. Dead animals have the ability to impart Tumah. The Sira Mishaleach is alive. A live animal doesn't have the ability to impart Tumah. That's why I distinguish between the Sira Mishtaleach from the other two. Okay, the Gemara now says Viter. Boy Rabbi Eliezer. Boy Rabbi Eliezer. Parim Sira Manasrafim Mao Sheyitamu Ochlin Umashkin Bifnim Kibachutz. So when they're still inside the Azara, are they still Metame Ochlin Umashkin, just like they would be Metame them outside or not? So Mechusar Yitzia Kamechusar Maiser Dami Olo. So as a Mechusar Yitzia, they still lack Yitzia, and therefore it's like a Mechusar Maisa, and therefore they don't have the ability to be Metame yet. Or maybe we say no, since ultimately they will be Metame when they're brought outside, they can be Metame even inside. Basar Dibaya, they're partially Mechusar Yitzia Kamechusar Maiser Dami. That he said, now obviously a Mechusar Yitzia is like a Mechusar Maisa, and therefore they are not Metame Ochlin Umashkin when they're still in the Azara, they're only Metame Ochlin Umashkin when they are taken out of the Azara. So boy mine, another kasha. Boy mine Rav Abba bar Shmuel me Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Nevela Softar le Rav Meir. According to Rav Meir, a Nevela Softar Ma sheyitame bekazayas. Can it become tame with a kazayas? Says Rashi, what's this question? So you have to look, it's five lines up. So ma sheyitame, l'Rav Meir ochlin umashkin bekazayas. According to Rav Meir, is it metame ochlin umashkin b'shir kazayas? Now l'Rabbanan lo tiboylach, d'armina mita d'chazi l'tuma bina. Because you'll remember the Rabbanan said that the baseline is that the thing has to be fit to be makabel tuma. Now, what shear is fit to be makabel tuma by nevelas of tar? It's usually a shear of kabeza. So Rashi says, "Ubekazayis ein lezu tuma ela bebeis habliya avolinian maga leka shira bekazayis." In other words, touching this thing is usually dependent on a shear of a kabeza, not a shear of a kazayis. Elul Rameir demar kolsha sofa latame tuma chamura ain't sarich ruuya latuma. But according to a mayor who says that these things that ultimately are matame and tumah chamura have a super level of tumah, can it be matame with a kazayas, even though ordinarily the sheer tumah is kabeitza? So that's the question. So, and the Gemara says like this, demachzi la'ara lo tiboilach. So what are we talking about, that the meat is going to be matame, the meat of the nevelos of Torah is going to be matame b'kazayas? If it's laying on the ground, Loti boilach, then there's no shaila. Why? That it's not metame. Why? Because it's not in the state where it's fit to become the tumah chamura. Because what's the tumah chamura of nevela softar? It's metame begadim abes hablia, when you're eating it. Now, if it's lying on the ground, who says you're ever going to eat this piece of meat? You may never eat the piece of meat, meaning that this piece of meat may never come into the status of tumah chamura. Therefore, of course, it's not going to be metame bekazayis. Now, on the flip side is the nukah bepume lo tibaylach. Also, if it's in your mouth but you haven't yet swallowed it, of course it should be metame bekazayis, because it is definitely going to come to the state of tumah chamura. So the kasha is ki tibaylach de nukah le biyade. So it's not on the ground, it's not in my mouth. I'm holding it like this. I'm holding it near my mouth. So is it now considered that since I've already committed to this motion, that it's ultimately going to wind up in my throat, and therefore it is going to become subject to tumah chamura, and therefore it's matame even bekazayis, or not? So the kasha is, denaka lebiyode mechusar krevo kemechusar meiser dami olo, since I still need to actually physically draw it from here in my hand into my mouth, is that considered to be mechusar meisa or not? So says the Gemara, Mechusar Kreva, Lavka Mechusar Maisa, Dami, that Mechusar Kreva is not like Mechusar Maisa, and therefore the halacha is that it would become Tomei even with a shear of Kezayas. So Esve. So we're going to ask Akasha. So Shlosha Esrei Davar Nemru B'Nevela Softar. So we said 13 things about a Nevela Softar. V'zeh Echon Mehem. And this is one of the things that we said. Tzricha Machshava. In other words, you need a machshava that you're going to eat it. And Rashi points out that let's tarif pachos mekezayis mimena lahashlim pachos mekebetsa oklin lekabel tumas oklin b'maga. In other words, if we're going to say that this thing is subject to becoming tame with tumas oklin, then you have to have in mind that you're going to eat it. Because so long as you don't have in mind that you're going to eat it, it's not considered to be ochlin. So it requires machshava, vein tzricha hechsher, but it doesn't require hechsher lekabel tumah. Again, we said because this is ultimately going to become subject to a tumah chamura, and something that's going to become subject to a tumah chamura doesn't require hechsher. Metame tumas ochlin bechabetza, and it is metame tumas ochlin only bechabetza. And this is against what we had said was, what we had just said, that it's metame tumas ochlin bekazayis. So is it with a kazayis or is it with a kabeitza? Says the Gemara, so my lav Rav Meir, so isn't this the shita of Rav Meir? And it's a kasha, because Rav Meir says that all you need is a shear kazayis, yet here in the Braisa it said that you require the shear of kabeitza, like a regular tumas ochlin. Says the Gemara, lo Rabbanan, this is Rabbanan, this is the shita of the Rabbanan, and now we're going to skip a couple of lines in accordance with the girsa of the shita Mekubetzes, and we're going to pick up from where it says Vaha, which is 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines down in the middle of the line. So Vaha Mediktani Seifa, I, when it says in the Seifa, Shchitasa Umlikasa Mitaheres, Trefasa Mitumasa, that the shchita or the malika is metar the trefa from its tumah, in other words, that it's not considered to be a nevela once it either has a melika or a shchita, saman shamet lehai svara. So who holds like this svara? So Rameyer. So this is Rameyer. But now you want to say Reisha v'Seifa Rameyer Mesiyasa Rabbanan. You want to say that the Reisha and the Seifa is Rameyer, because the Reisha, first we saw Rameyer saying that it's Metame Bashir Kazayas. Now we're talking that Malika and the Shchita is Metaret from the status of Nevela. That's also Rameyer. But then in the middle of the Brayson, when we were quoting that the 13 things about the Nevela Softar, one of them was that it requires a Shir Kabetza. That all of a sudden is the Rabbanan. So the Reisha and the Seifa is Rameyer, and the Metziah in the middle is the Rabbanan. Says the Gemara in Reisha the Seifa Rameyer, Metziyasa Rabbanan. The Reisha and the Seifa is Rameyer, and the Metziah is the Rabbanan. So Amar Le Rav Amnuna Le Rav Zera. So it says Rav Amnuna to Rav Zera, Votesev Akarech, don't sit down, Ad Amrit Li Ha Milsa, until you explain to me the following. Nevelas of Tar Le Rav Meir. Or Nevelas of Tar, according to Rav Meir, Monin La Rishon Vesheni, O Ein Monin La Rishon Vesheni. So in other words, do we count a Rishon and Sheni Latama or not? So again, just as background, what we're talking about over here is like this. In other words, if let's say the Nevela Sof Tar touches a machal. So does it make the machal a Rishon Latama, so that that Rishon Latama can then touch something else and make the other thing a Sheni Latama? Or if the Nevela Sof Tar touches a machal, does that machal become a Sheni? And we know that by Chulin, a Sheni cannot make a Shlishi. There is a Shlishi in Ravi by Tuma and Kachim, by Truma and Kachim, but by Chulin, the end of the road is Sheni. So the question is, this Nevela Sof Tar, when it touches something, does it make it a Rishon or does it make it a Sheni? And the way to conceptualize it is this Nevela Sof Tar considered like an Avatoma, because an Avatoma makes a Rishon and a Rishon makes a Sheni? Or is it considered to be a Rishon Latama, and a Rishon only makes the Sheni, and once it's Metame the Ochlin, that Ochlin can't be Metame anything else, because the Sheni can't be Metame anything else. So, Monin La Rishon Vesheni or not. So, Amarle, Kol Heicha Detame Adam B'maga, anytime it's anything that could be Metame a person, B'maga, Monin Ba Rishon Vesheni, Kol Heicha De'im Metame Adam B'maga, Ein Monin Ba Rishon Vesheni. Anytime something has the ability to be metame a person b'maga, we say that it has the status of an avatoma. And any time where the thing that's tame doesn't have the ability to make a person tame, then it's only considered to be a rishon latoma. It's not considered to be an avatoma. And as Rashi points out here, the punchline is the nevela sof tar lo metame adam b'maga. Nevela sof tar is not tame b'maga. It's only metame b'beis ablia. And since it's not metame b'maga, if I touch a nevela sof tar, I'm not tame. I'm only tame once I eat it. It should only make an ochlin, a sheni, and not a rishon, according to this. So says the Gemara, boy mine rav zera me rabbi ami bar chia. Ba'ami lo me rav oven bar kahana. Hod etnan chibure ochlin al yidei mashkin. When we talk about chibure ochlin al yidei mashkin, let's say you have two pachos mekashir pieces of food, and they're connected by liquid. So chibur l'tumah kala vein chibur l'tumah chamura. It's a chibur for a tumah kala, but not a chibur for tumah chamura. So Rashi explains, chibure ochlin al yidei mashkin. Chatzi zayis nevela mikan, v'chatzi zayis nevela mikan, u'mashke tafachas be'emtza, v'nogea b'shneyem, mechabrin letame ochlin u'mashkin, hanogeem be'echad minachatzon ha'elu. In other words, you have pochus make a shear, and they're connected by liquid. So is it considered to be mechubur to make it a shear? So it's a chibur for tuma kala, but it's not a chibur for tuma chamura. In other words, and tuma chamura, Rashi says, is letame adam v'kelem, to be metame adam. It doesn't work. It's not considered to be a shear of tuma. And Rashi also says, we may all be feeling this about now, v'tayma lo yadina. I have no idea why this is. But okay, but yeah, pachas make a shear. Two pachas make a shear is collected by liquid. It's a chibur for tuma kala, not for tuma chabura. So monim ba risha v'sheni, way monim ba risha v'sheni. When it touches something else, does it make the other thing a rishon, or does it only make it a sheni? Samarlei, kolecha de metame adam monim ba rishon. Ah, where it can be metame adam, it turns something into a rishon v'sheni. Ein metame adam, ein monim ba rishon v'sheni. It's the same concept where it doesn't have the ability to be metame adam. We only turn it into a sheni, and we only turned it into a sheni and not into a rishon. And over here, again, since this thing, which is two pachas mekashirs collected by liquid, doesn't have the ability to make a tumah chamura, meaning it doesn't have the ability to be metame a person, since it doesn't have the ability to metame a person based on this rule that we just learned in the Gemara, if it's metame something, if it's metame machal, it only makes it into a sheni, it doesn't make it into a rishon. All right, deep breath. Thank God, two dots. Tomorrow we're going to switch the topic. Something a little bit lighter. We're going to finish the perek and we're going to start the next perek that talks about shechting and bringing things up onto a fire outside of the azara, which is at least a little bit easier to understand.